This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Item number one of Stupid News this morning. From Pensacola, Florida. A couple there is now facing felony charges after attempting to claim a $1 million lottery prize that they did not win.
Huh.
Yeah. What they did do, though, is they took two. Dude. Everybody in the room's bought a lottery ticket at some point, right?
Yes.
You've seen them spit out of the machine, tick, 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 you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they took two of those and tried to make the winning number out of it.
Huh.
When you show up with glued pieces of paper, the lottery doesn't respect that.
No.
No.
They crudely took two tickets, put them together, and pretended like it was the $1 million winner.
Hmm.
The mismatched words on the back of the ticket, the differing serial numbers, were an immediate red flag, even to store clerks.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not a build a lotto ticket here. No. Like, don't do that.
Tell me they did this on 420.
Oh.
This is hatched of...
And they went to a store.
You know what we should do?
Baked.
You know what we should do, bro?
They went to a store.
We could get away with this.
With what they believe to be $1 million ticket. I think you got to go to an office. Yeah. I don't think a store has $1 million.
No, probably not. Further investigating revealed that neither original ticket had won any prizes. Just so you know.
Well, you're just trying to take a bad situation and make it a good one. Sorry.
The police said, look, if you're going to try to claim $1 million, you've got to do a lot better than this.
Yeah.
You know, again, you're not a lottery winner. You're a criminal. That's the quote. Couple's attempt to follow up on the prize a week later led to investigators to finding them in person. They went back to see if that million came in.
They were just not going to do anything about it, and then they came back.
Yeah. They doubled down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tough day at the lottery office.
I heard they tried to cut up in the meantime a $1 bill, $10 bill, $10 bill.
You glue the corners on.
Yes. Yeah, trying to get a $100 bill.
That's item one. Item number two. A Louisiana woman forced her way into a male neighbor's home and sought to initiate a threesome with the neighbor and his girlfriend. Ooh, shit. Yeah, dispatched to a harassment complaint, 11:15 at night. A patrol person was told by the man that upon answering a knock on his door, an unknown neighbor forced her way into the residence. The woman began trying to have sexual activities with him and his girlfriend.
Oh, so she was ready. She was good to go.
Yeah, bringing the heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's throwing cheese, as they say.
Little Caesar's hot and ready.
Let me in. Well, I'm going to tell you something. She's from Louisiana, fair share. That girl ready all the time. Oh, yeah, that hot. The alleged late-night incursion, however, did not result in the three-way scenario.
Oh, wasn't hot enough, huh?
Nope. But the woman did kind of get her wish when she ended up in handcuffs.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Oh, I mean...
The wrong reason.
No, officer. Please. Don't arrest me.
A police canvas of the area located the female suspect in a nearby convenience store. Shadana Rayshonette.
Huh.
31 years old. The male victim confirmed that Shadana was the suspect. Arrested early in the morning, charged with unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling, a felony, several misdemeanors, and so on and so forth. Now locked up in a local jail. So there you go.
Man, can't believe that plan didn't work.
It seemed like it was a perfect plan.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, well, you just walk up to some people you don't know.
I don't know.
Apparently, it's not Hot Girl Spring right now.
Apparently not. Well, she has to wait until June at least for Hot Girl Summer. Come on.
Man, I would I would say she has to be hot.
I mean, yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Rod. The crazy hot proportionate rate, you know?
Oh, no, that's good.
Yeah.
The hotter, the crazier. I don't know. She's not of that level of hotness to be that crazy.
No.
That's the thing. The hot crazy index.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I didn't see a picture of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the drawing board for old Rosanetta.
But you know what? Her name was. Enthusiasm can make up for a lot of the hotness.
Confidence, babe.
Oh, yes.
Fake it till you make it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. We're trying to have this. We were out, and I'll be intentionally vague. Someone was dressed in kind of a showy sort of way. It was a bigger girl, and we were trying to decide if that's body confidence or did you just grab the first thing you saw before you walked out of the house? Because the outfit wasn't that together.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's not really matchy-matchy, or if it's not
just like I'm not sure. One of those moments where you say, if you had friends, what would they say? Would they say that's just, Beth being Beth? Or is that, or whoever the name happens to be? Or would that happen to be? Or would they say, hey, look, that may not be the look you're going for. But be that
as
it may.
It depends on the outfit.
The hot, crazy index.
Yeah.
All right, finally, this one.
Steamy edition of Stupid News.
In a special meeting of the Ventura City Council, the council voted unanimously to fire the city attorney. The mayor of Ventura said in a written statement that the firing of city attorney Andrew Hegland was due to a personal matter, but it now appears that this low-profile firing, keeping it on the DL, was in response to a police investigation into indecent exposure at a Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
At a Chicky Phil's?
Yes. Known for their special sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Why are you doing it at a Chick-fil-A?
Well, again, God will punish you.
Yeah.
It's
was she there on a Sunday? Was she there on a Sunday?
I hope not.
The thing is, I've never been to a Chick-fil-A that's not efficient.
No.
Like, they're like the military. They run very well. I could see if you were stuck in a car for an hour waiting for a chicken sandwich, getting out, disrobing. I understand that.
Yeah.
But this, I don't get.
Authorities have, by the way, they're not providing any details. A captain for the and spokesperson for the Sheriff's Department said that the investigation was initially started by the Ventura Police Department, but it was being handled by the sheriff's sexual assault unit because there was a conflict of interest with the city attorney and the local police. So it went to the sheriff's department. An attorney for the guy in question says, he said, we're optimistic that the investigation will bear out that Mr. Hegland did not commit any criminal acts. So we don't know exactly what's alleged here. We know the nature of the crime. We know the parties that are involved. And we know that somebody got fired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, if he's a city attorney...
Yeah. It's a bad look.
Well, it's a bad look, but I mean, the city has to be pretty confident that he did something wrong in order for them to fire.
Yeah, because they turn around and sue the hell out of him.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly right. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day, where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly, I need waffle fries in front of me, with some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh, I know, 'cause it's Sunday. What a dirty, rotten trick to play. Now I have to settle for Subway. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why it is
Stupid News.